Hi, and welcome, and I'm very glad that you decided to join us this wonderful Sunday afternoon. My name is Katerina. I'm the moderator of this book club. Mostly we meet to discuss books in Russian, and this club exists for almost a year now. We meet twice a month here in the library, but last year we decided to try an English-speaking version of the club, and it was very nice, actually. It was very nice, so we decided to continue it, and hopefully this will also become a regular event. So I am happy to welcome you to our second English-speaking meeting, which is dedicated to discussing Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson. And I'd suggest to discuss the book, any films that you've seen, any animations, anything at all. If you have read it, that's perfect. If you haven't, that's okay too, because it doesn't really matter, whatever. You just know the plot, I suppose, so that would be enough. So, if you allow me, and I wonder what would happen if you wouldn't allow me. But I'd like to say a short introduction. Sorry. A bit confused. So the book was written in 1881, and 1881 through 1882 was published in a magazine as a series. Each chapter appeared month by month, and then in 1883 the book was published as a book. The story was published as a book. In 19th century in Great Britain, one of the popular genres was adventure stories, and specifically two types of adventure stories. First describing a brave officer who is placed under some circumstances and he is undergoing some adventures, etc., etc. And the second one was a desert island type of story where people somehow end up at the island. They are confronted by pirates, they are looking for a treasure, etc., etc. The start of the genre was when Defoe published Robinson Crusoe, and since then it was 17 something, I'm not very good with the dates, and from then on many writers continued this, for example Sir Walter Scott, if I'm not mistaken. Sir Walter Scott in 1822 published the story called The Pirate. And then there was James Fenimore Cooper with The Pilot, 1823. So this genre was very popular, and the Treasure Island book became kind of a climax of the development of this genre. The story started interestingly from the map. Stevenson and his stepson were just drawing an imaginary map. And hi, welcome.
Hi.
Join us. Stevenson liked the idea of the map, of the treasure map, and started to write a story about it, and as he was continuing the tradition of pirates, etc., that's what he was using. And he himself wrote that this book was supposed to be a book for boys, no psychology, no fine writing, and I quote. And it was supposed to be a book of a coming of age book, a boy who undergoes adventures and becomes a man.
Who is it here?
Tea.
Ah, no,
it's okay. It's okay. So, I hope you're not bored yet. And I'd like to invite you to join me, because I don't want to continue my monologue. It's just not interesting at all. When did you first read the book, if you have, or maybe you have read some part of it? Was it in the childhood? Was it in the, teenagers? Andrew, thank
naturally.
You.
Who back in 1970s in Soviet Union didn't have the piles of blue books, the full edition of Robert Louis Stevenson? Who didn't read it? So to me, 1976.
76.
Yeah, you guys weren't doing the project yet.
So, we burn.
To me, of course, it was a beacon of truth in Soviet Russia. Adventure, 1976. You remember this time. So what was in 1976? Nothing. Darkness. All of a sudden, you got warm sea, a captain, brave boy.
Tropical island,
schooners. Of course. Exactly. And it was so good to be outside of the box by reading the book.
So it was kind of escape?
Natural.
Thing.
No, light, 75. I was 15. So coming out of age, as it says.
Oh, yes.
As it says. So overcome difficulties. And what else? The funny part is, to me, Treasure Island is a book which I read in all languages that I'm trying to learn. French was the last one. Very interesting. You haven't been born yet. I will.
Yet. So you reread it regularly?
Like once in 3 years, for sure. Somewhere, like French was literally, 2017. I swallowed that thing because I remember the plot.
Yeah, I know. For me, it's the same with Harry Potter.
So that's my experience.
Perfect. Thank you.
For me, it was, again, around 12, 13, I don't remember exactly. But I was amused. It was escaping from real world. And I remember my first adventure book about adventures was Daniel Defoe, Robinson Crusoe. Maybe the second one was Treasure. And I remember I was sitting during the lesson in school, drawing all these ships and pirate flags, and I remember I fell in love with the main hero in the movie. I saw the movie the same year, I guess.
It was a Russian movie.
Excellent, by the way.
Oleg Borisov.
Yes. Yes.
I can vaguely remember.
Amazingly wonderful, and highly recommended if you didn't see. So,
I didn't.
Is it 70s? 70s, right?
No, I think like.
Okay.
Hmm. So, I remember it was one of my favorite books.
Did you reread it since then?
No. But I still vividly remember all the scenes. It's like kind of movie in front of my eyes. Whenever I want to remember, it's always there.
I did read it also at maybe age 12 or 13. It was an interesting read, but at the time when I read it, I also saw the Soviet cartoon of made in the mid-80s, with those like shifting perspective and so on, all those weird songs, and suddenly parts of film and then parts of Yeah, that one. So unfortunately for me, I wasn't able to imagine my own version of all the characters because I saw the characters from the cartoon. Right? For me, Lipsy was smiling all the time, even though in the book there is no reference to him being so comedic. But so that kind of influenced me. But when I was improving my English, so as many people who studied English in childhood, they have this idea that they learn English until they actually move somewhere. So when I moved to London, turns out I don't really know English and needed to restart. So I did listen to the audiobook in original language. I think it was 2008. And turned out that the book itself, it may be written for boys, but it's actually very well at naturalistic portraits, and I didn't find it like it to be for teenagers. It read to me as a adult literature, and it did read to me as very well written and very. It's very, very concise. The language is very, very concise. So he's not doing the guesser thing with very long sentences and all that stuff. So yeah, I like this book as well. I can't have to say that it was so impressive for me, but I think it's a very good. I think in some course that I went through, some audio course, they mentioned this as one of the first realistic, one of the first portrait realism novels. Is it a novel?
It's a novel.
Yeah, so it's the first of a portrait realistic novels. So that was the goal of Stevenson as far as coming of age, but also to give those realistic portraits, and that was somehow a know-how at the time. I'm not sure how accurate it is. I'm not not a philologist, so I don't know those things.
Okay. Interesting. So you've read it in early teens and then listened to it later?
10 years ago. Yeah, 10 years ago I listened to it again.
That cartoon, yeah, thank you for reminding me.
No? Okay. Anyone else want to share a Lina? No?
I don't remember my childhood.
She didn't read it. You didn't read it.
Yeah, because if I if I told what I read in my childhood, I'd skip it. So it was not Stevenson, but I remember a movie and I just remember phrase ho 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 and bottle of rum.
Yes.
Yeah, that's actually a very important part. I was going to. Hi, welcome. I was going to suggest we discuss it a little bit because this book, being, as I already said, kind of a climax of the development of the genre. Of the desert islands and pirates, etc., is probably the most important book in terms of contemporary popular image of pirates. What I mean is everything that we now assume as obligatory aspects of a pirate comes from Treasure Island. One-legged, with a parrot, treasure mark, the map, the black spot, what else?
Eye patch.
Yes, yes, exactly. I don't know, chests and things like that. So from this book on until today, this image is kind of more or less the same. So when today we see a movie about pirates, you will definitely see at least one left person. Someone will wear an eye patch and etc. etc. So he actually in 1881, when the first chapters were started to be published, from 1881 he formed this image of a pirate, and it goes on and on and on until 2019. Why do you think is that? I mean, didn't other writers describe, I don't know, the image of the pirates, or was his description the most interesting and catchy, appealing to the public, because definitely it couldn't be realistic. It's just some imagination. We can say that pirates were so good looking.
They weren't exactly good looking in his description.
Well, yes, they were definitely very cruel, yes. But this, you know what I mean? This romance of an adventure and this image of someone who travels the seas, fights, searches for treasures, even if he's criminal.
I don't know. I remember the book from 10 years ago when I read it. So, as far as I remember, the beginning and the ending of the book, he feels a bit tortured about the whole thing, and he wants to forget it, and he has actual PTSD. The author, who is supposedly Jim Hopkins, is the guy who is writing the biography, and he's talking about still being woken up at night terrified. So essentially, he talks about PTSD. I'm not sure that author tries to romanticize it. At least the narrator is not romanticizing.
No,
it.
The narrator.
I didn't feel it this way. In terms of why Stevenson image became so popular, I think because it's very easy to draw those stereotypes. They're very, very catchy. Okay, one leg parrot. It's very easy. And also first to mind stays, right? That's one of the first acclaimed books about that, as far as I know, because, well, there's a challenge. How many pirate-related books can we list? Can we list 5? So that's just first to mind that just stays. Same with many genres. The first one, I think a lot of ideas about Indians we get from 2 or 3 books, Fenimore Cooper and a few others. So that's always the case. It's just like you ask people, what is the first search engine? And they say Google. That's not accurate. But for them, that's the case, because that's the first one coming to mind. So.
And it's not most interesting book, by the way. So, 1920, Raffaello Sabatini, much more interesting book, much more catchy, Captain Blood.
Really? I didn't read it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Captain Blood.
I didn't like it.
You like it? Why?
I don't know why.
For kids, it was way better than Stevenson.
It was too late for me.
Okay, maybe so. Because the same premise.
But
same
actually,
premise.
That's a very interesting question here. Why is that some books of young literature, young adult literature, are only good when you are this specific age, and some books that are supposed to be young adult literature actually work for you at any age? Because for me, I actually don't remember if I've read it before that. I definitely saw the cartoon, but I don't remember if I've read it. And then I was in France studying, and I was 20, and I bought this one at a bookshop. I don't know, 5 euro or something. And I started reading it, and it was delightful. I was caught. I couldn't stop reading it. It was interesting. It was exciting. It was adventures. Everything Irina said, actually, so amazing. So for me, at least the first read of the book that I remember was already in my 20s, 20, 21, and it worked. And it worked. So that's an interesting question. What makes a book young adult, and what makes a book not so young adult?
I think it's about some hooks in the book for different ages and for different stratas for people. It's maybe about hyperlinks, it may be about historical aspect, and it may be about some adventure aspects, etc., etc., etc. If in the book we have a lot of hooks, and these hooks were made of good, well, and if
it interesting. When we are reading, we are looking for some of these hooks. And if, like some lights, I'm here. It's interesting. We are trying to find this in old book, and if we found it, well, it's good for us. And it depends on age, and on age.
What
but if it's a lot of for different, we will read the books again and. Old age and young age.
That's a very good point. I wanted to make a much simpler point, but I think Tatiana's point is much to the point. Because what I wanted to say is that I'm not sure that this is a young adult book in terms of he was thinking about young adults when reading it. I don't know if that's accurate, but if you read it, I'm not being treated as young adult. Just the same with Conan Doyle. I don't think that Sherlock Holmes was written for teenagers, because if you read it, it's written for adults, but it doesn't have any things which would be unsafe for teenagers. So here, for example, in Treasure Island, there's zero sexual references. Although what sexual reference could be there? I mean, it's about stress. You know, it's survival. It's the only thing that they care about, essentially.
And
there.
If I remember correctly, he doesn't describe the murders.
Yes,
in
and no violence.
Much detail.
So no violence, no sexual reference. That's about as young adult as you can get. Everything else is written for adults. I don't think it's a young adult fiction. It's just it's suitable for young adults, but it's written for adults, just like Conan Doyle. That's what I'm thinking.
I totally agree, but I want to add something. I think some part of interest of the readers consists in the spirit of the author. And if the author who wrote the book is young enough in his soul, in his own mindfulness and subconscious space, so he still got some interest and some thrill to adventures and something amazing to share, that's why it might be interesting for younger readers. The same spirit.
Is it important? I like hooks, you said. There are two words in this book, and it is difficult to live in two words in one time. And it is a rare book, how to cross from one word to another. And there are two...
Two ages.
And it is rather important that hooks are different.
Yes. Hooks are different, of course, because different is experience is different. Culture is different. A lot of aspects are different, and lexic may be different for different ages too.
Of course.
And not only lexic. It's maybe some aspect which when you reread these books is more interesting. For example, in the Treasure Island, aspect about a tavern of Hawking's father. It's very interesting aspect.
Why
tavern? Why tavern was in? It's not very
crowded.
Not very crowded place. When we know it in some 10 miles, 15 miles. I don't remember the right distance. It may be more profitable. Why? One of the first reaction of Bill, Captain Bill. It's good point for we use the ships. Why? What is the history of this tavern?
So you think that Jim's father,
Jim's grandfather? Yes. It's not. I think that is not an occasional place. It was a very smart place for this tavern, because maybe not tavern only.
So you think it has to do something with contraband, or was
right? Or contraband, or maybe if this tavern has a long story, yes, it may be not only contraband too, because it's a very smart place for contraband. But it may be not bad place for I don't remember, maybe 16th century. It's a false light.
Mm. Ah, фальшивый маяк.
Yes.
Фальшивый свет?
Маяк.
Ah.
How to say it? Sea light.
Lighthouse.
False lighthouse. For ships go to this false lighthouse and correct. And after that, the all
contents
of this ship
could be
confiscated is when the government does that, it's just
well
taken.
Confiscated, taken, yes, taken.
Yes,
taken.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not a rare variant for past.
But for Stephen's time, were pirates were light story or was all war in the past?
I think that by 1881 it was already history. I'm not sure when it was.
For 150 years. So it was extinct by 1725.
So he was writing about the past?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
About the past, but not very long past.
About the past.
100 years ago, I think it's long.
Grandfather's
house. Well, measures it is.
Only Stevenson grandfathers may know stories about real
no.
stories.
No, why? It's not secret secret knowledge.
No. I'm
it's history.
Generation. Taking the story from generation to generation.
People story, yes, but it's not hidden information from history.
No. I mean, it's different when you take story from your grandmother,
yeah,
grandfather,
course,
or from
course,
the book.
Yes.
Is it the novel of adventure or a novel of socialization, воспитание? They are mixed together, and it is very different.
Historical book.
historical, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't call it historical because not very accurate.
Not very accurate. I don't know. Never been a pirate. I don't know. Didn't have the experience. No, I'm not sure. Is it accurate? Is it not accurate?
And what about why Stevenson's Turtle Island formed the symbols? Pirate symbols, because there were one-leg pirates is a recognizable symbol, parrot is a recognizable symbol, black point is a recognizable symbol, and what about Sabatini? There have no such recognizable symbols. Oops.
Mm. But it is not contra another different Romans and. About Stevens, it is the found of different romans and novels and
the base.
Yes,
something that
became
the
base.
Can we talk about sex already?
Is it there?
No, man, you didn't know. Black sails, two words.
Oh yeah.
I don't
can
know.
We?
Is yeah. Lot? Okay. Yeah,
know.
We can. Just let me try and make a smooth transition from Stevenson to sex, because it's not.
There is no sex in Treasure Island.
No,
there will
absolutely
be, man.
Not. Absolutely not.
Tell
but
there will
what,
be. There will be.
So, okay, I remember. It's about the Squire Trelawney wrote the mail to Hawkins. It has a participant. They said about silver. He has not European woman and I like old holistic.
Like old bachelor.
Old bachelor. I understood why he wants to go to the sea.
So we'll see.
Maybe there's something else.
Since being published in 1883 as a book, first it became one of the most popular books ever. It's probably a must in any kid's reading list, even today. And the second thing is that this novel is one of the most dramatized novels in the world. Authors, writers, screenwriters, etc., very, very often use Stevenson as a source of inspiration. It may be the film that Irina mentioned, it may be a cartoon that Evgeny mentioned, so more or less based on the book itself. But sometimes it is based more on the spirit of the book. And yes, there is this series called The Black Sails. It has four or five seasons already.
Four.
Four. Yeah. Too bad. And
it's a prequel.
It's a prequel, yes. The main character is Captain Flint, who is mentioned in Treasure Island.
Here it comes. He is homosexual all the way, man.
Bisexual.
Yeah, I can say that.
And then, okay.
The red line of the whole series is his homosexuality, because whatever he did, this island, this treasure, and it showed, it's being shown everywhere in greater details. It's a prequel of the book. Now, bet you any money, in a year or two, there will be Treasure Island as a continuation of that thing. So whatever he did for love.
Yeah, he was in love with a man in London.
He was an naval officer,
but because of love and some.
I can accept him being homosexual, but I'm not sure that character, which is remembered here, did anything for love for another human being.
No, but explain.
Especially when it was killing people just to make signs on the map. That was very loving gesture.
Oh no!
It is shown how he did it.
He was very cruel.
He was absolutely merciless,
absolutely cruel. In the series, Flint is
because
he was separated
from his lover, and that's what he did for love.
He did terrible things. Terrible. But what?
I'm not a fan of psychological
TV
mistakes.
TV series.
That's not
Black Sails.
Black Sails in American England.
American.
And it's modern, so it's
several years. 2 years
ago,
finished. Yeah. And since it's a prequel, it describes the destiny of Captain Flint. There is John Silver, and
there's everybody. Ben Hahn, Israel Hands,
everybody. All of them gay.
Huh?
All of them gay.
No. Some of them.
Some of them.
Flint is
This is exactly an exact opposition to what Evgeny said here. No sexual references at all.
That's what I'm saying.
There,
like every
just
single
orgies
episode,
all the time, cruel, rape, whatever you name it.
Yeah.
Just
I love it.
Yeah, me too. Obviously, absolutely. No, seriously, absolutely.
So,
and when they decreased the amount of this blood rape, etc., it became so boring. It's just.
Isn't a good completion to a book, because again, we're in 2019.
Yeah.
Without it, it's nothing.
Yeah.
So, if they will ever consider to find a budget, and you know what, I'm praying every day they will shut that thing, because that thing finishes 20 years before the book.
Yeah.
And there are hints that you guys will see them again.
We will look. I'm not watching this.
You're not watching. I will tell you. I will tell you everything, right?
What if I refuse?
No.
What if I give you a black spot for that?
I'll force you.
Okay. It sounds like some, you know, there always were rewrites like that with more blood and gore, just to make a sale.
Seriously, you're so natural.
Yes, I don't know.
Well, again, since we don't know what was happening in this epoch of the pirates, well, we can suggest that they were...
No, we can suggest that.
Cruel. And,
cruel, yes.
That actually sexual practices
were not... But you know what? Since
not,
they're alone on the
know,
ship, they must be homosexual over there, because there are no women. It's prohibited. It's a bad land
yes,
to have a woman on the ship.
Right. But
so.
I doubt that this is the basis of their actions.
Well, you never know what the basis of a person's actions. I mean,
I find that
person.
Is that Netflix or not? Well, who made the series?
Hulu. Stars.
Stars. Right. It's published on Netflix, but it's not their production per se.
You want to see it?
No, I won't.
I feel that
what Netflix and Hollywood do right now is just rehash and like old stories. Instead of creating new characters, they take something. Oh, Batman rebooted third time. Let's
You're
reboot.
You're talking about movies. This is not a movie.
A series as well.
Series. Different
story.
Different, believe me.
Maybe. Well, the book is awesome.
But actually, that's a good point that the popular culture today does not create as much as it reuses and reuses what was written. We've talked a lot about that, actually. We've talked about Shakespeare, who's reused, sorry for the word, for centuries. And his plays are basis to a lot of movies that are either direct retelling of the story, or just the same story placed in a absolutely different context. For example, if you saw Joss Whedon's Much Ado About Nothing, it's such a delight. It's black and white. It's a contemporary villa of some mafia or something like that. The characters were absolutely contemporary clothes, men in suits, ladies in dresses, and they speak with the text of Shakespeare.
That's great.
It's amazing. Absolutely.
I love it in opera.
You guys are postmodernists. Just
we are
two
definitely.
Just
well,
yeah.
Well, who is not? I mean,
me.
2019, seriously, man.
I'm a...
We are all postmodernists.
Let's have this conversation. You're right. 2019, why are we reading books still? So, isn't series better?
You see where it's all going?
Agent provocateur!
I retract all my words, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say it. So didn't happen. Strike out.
Why do we read books? Why do we read books, and specifically, why do we read Treasure Island? To escape?
Yes. Don't forget, Stevenson, at the time of writing, was really ill.
Yeah, at some point he stopped working because he had to...
So he dreamed about all these warm seas and all these adventures, not being able even to get out of the bed. So to him, it was escape from reality. And that's why it resonated in 1970s in children of closed society to escape from reality. That was a major point. So he actually caught the spirit of the thing.
To another reality. From one
true.
Reality to another.
True, absolutely. Yes, constructed. Absolutely, well, favorite
attractive.
Tale. Attractive, though, very much. So that's the point. The way I see it, at least.
And I think there is another reason for young brain. I remember I was always hungry for some new information. And this kind of books, they opened for me the whole world. and I was absorbing it like very tasty food, like delicious and amazing. And when it finished, I was like praying, don't finish, please. And then I finished. I was eager to find something else to eat the same taste.
We will have continuation on Netflix.
Well, there is a lot of continuations of this. There is a Ben Gunn story, which is a fairly long and has had some acclaim, but his memoirs of how everything happened.
Yes.
I think they were more faithful to the original text, as far as I remember.
I'm waiting for Pearl stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of them.
Mm-hmm.
May?
Yes, you may.
Okay, so, we spoke about sex, albeit briefly, right? However, let's touch another subject, very interesting. Fine. As a male, we can associate ourselves with the main character. True, right? Mm-hmm. What you girls find in that book, because...
Let
me finish.
Allow me.
Don't throw anything.
You
I
don't
know.
Get to have adventure.
I know.
That's
it's pure genderism. Yeah. So what you girls... found in this book, because you get, again,
that
we are so...
I may make something better than human. So... that's quite real on him. Generous but foolish man, yes? That, Jim Hawkins, he said, yes, I understood that after the death of Captain Bill, I must go to the doctor and other to catch all this band, but I couldn't leave my mother here, etc.
I was associated myself with Jim Hawkins, totally.
That's what I wanted to say.
I was 12.
Absolutely.
I was 12. I didn't think about my gender at all.
I even saw
some night dreams that I am a boy.
Okay.
Yeah, and I acted as a boy.
I don't know how girls in 19 and early 20th century read it. But in later 20th century and the 21st, we are emancipated. It doesn't matter who's the main character. In terms of
consider
gender.
Consider 70s, no emancipation, nothing. So, and that's a really, really interesting point. So you didn't consider yourself.
Absolutely.
So it just...
It doesn't matter.
It's him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to
hear. You could always marry a main hero. Second.
Yeah, but don't forget one thing. For male predominantly to associate ourselves with Pride and Prejudice girl, yeah, kind of hard.
I don't know. When I was reading Pepe Longstockings, I could associate.
Did you?
Oh,
no
yeah.
problem. That's the main character.
Okay.
It wasn't about sex. It was
about other things.
Like there wasn't a moment where I couldn't associate,
okay.
but there was some biology
true,
which
true.
Is different
true.
And
it
wasn't described.
That's a great point. In Pride and Prejudice, gender is important. In Pepe, not so much.
No, yeah, that's not.
Because she's a young girl, she's naughty, etc.
Still, I couldn't. You know, I have to admit, Pepe and Longstocking, I couldn't do it. You know what? So, yeah, Carlson, yes. Even that was bad, but he's a superhero. Like, Pepe is superhero too. However, couldn't do it. That's just
I don't know. Hard for me to say. But.
Very interesting point, don't you think, from a psychology perspective?
What?
From psychology perspective, because you're a pro.
Ask me a more direct question, because I'm not sure what you're asking. If you're assuming that, because I don't know to what degree you are serious or not.
You want to talk about
it? No. It's just that I think that a lot of gender wars are stirred, not natural. And when we don't think about gender, where it's not, there is no place for gender, like here, there is no gender moment.
As you said.
Yeah, we can just enjoy the story.
You know what, when you said these words, I really, something opened for me, because you were right, and I didn't remember that. It didn't occur to me until you actually said it. You're absolutely right, no sex, and no graphical violence.
Yeah.
It was subdued.
Exactly. So, okay.
So what's your next question?
I got many of them. And Pandora box, don't open it.
I was curious, maybe, if somebody could share what would be a good analog to this, right? This is a very good book, but it's a short book. What kind of books did you read that you would say are on par with this? Well, we spoke about Robinson Crusoe, but what other books would you recommend reading, especially in original, since we're like an English-speaking book club?
Well,
whatever.
Wow, on the one hand, in terms of coming of age book, yes. But adventure.
Oh yeah, totally.
Why
yes? Yeah, totally.
I agree.
It's about adventure in the imagination.
Yes.
Well, that's
yes.
True.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember it being as exciting as Treasure Island. I mean, I loved it absolutely.
If not more, I can tell you.
But it's. I probably should reread it because I don't remember it being exciting and catchy. And,
I, for one, totally forgot it. However, I got impression that was so big, huge, interesting thing as an event. As Ira said, I was reading that thing and I said, oh God, it finished. I want more. So.
Oh.
Maybe the closest.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's too vague
of a question.
Of a question, yes.
Sorry.
Because
I'm
because on par in terms of what? Of the genre,
mm-hmm.
of the main character, of being a young adult literature, of being so catchy that you just couldn't stop reading. Because last Sunday we've discussed The Perfumer. I couldn't stop reading it. I didn't enjoy it at all.
Yeah.
I hated it, but I just couldn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was terrible. I mean,
my point.
Yeah.
Okay. Good question, actually. Okay, let's roll back in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You love it, man. Yeah, I see it by your face already. So I'm 15, right? So. Ninth grade, of course, right? So, of course, Stevenson. Of course, Treasure Island. Number two, Conan Doyle. But not Sherlock Holmes. White Company. Knights.
Mm-hmm.
It's a passage in Spain and knights are fighting. So it's a knight tale. So, shiny armor, you know, lady, and that's it. Number two. Number three, Raffaello Sabatini, of course. Both. Novels. You probably guys didn't remember that thing. However, in the school, there was a guy who was later killed in the 90s, right? And he, the only one who had that book. I was begging on my knees, give it to me for 2 days so I can read it. So, 15 years old, coming out of age, of course. So, I'm just giving you that thing. So, I tried Charles Dickens. No success. You know what? So, I would just try not to fall asleep by reading that book. So, all these adventure things. So what else?
Fenimore Cooper.
Moreover, we live there.
Yes, yes. Last of the Mohicans.
Of course.
Mohicans.
Mohicans. So we lived there. We actually lived on the shores of Ontario for 25 years. So I was trying to find the traces of these them Indians. Couldn't do it. All extinct.
I could. I visited a festival of native people. Pow Wow Festival.
Yes.
The natural, authentic, with the feathers, with the all the noble guys and stories and servings with the flags and everything. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And old fairy tales.
However, nobody remembers the guy. So I asked Canadians so many times, you guys read that thing? I said, who? It is happening here on this very soil. They didn't know about it. It's done. Extinct.
Right.
To that.
Okay, for me, Three Musketeers.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. I've read it in my childhood and teens 10 times, 20 times, like constantly, just finish it and read it again. All three books, although I loved the first more than others.
Mind read, the yellow volumes, you should remember that, thanks.
Why read the Sidings Glory?
I don't remember the name.
Not only, Lost in Ocean, of course.
So.
Very interesting.
And Conan Doyle, not White Company and not Sherlock Holmes, but Lost World and... Traveling
Poison Belt.
Poison Belt, yes.
The Rodney Stone?
About Rodney Stone.
Vaguely remember, remind me, seriously. Something rings a bell, but Rodney Stone.
Don't remember.
Yeah, they call it Alzheimer, so I don't remember myself, too. Two guys, Alzheimer, who's the other one? No, Alzheimer and the other one.
Parkinson. Which was better?
Yeah.
If it's Parkinson, it will be shaken.
Oh, yeah.
Alzheimer,
yes.
I forget there's how to shake.
But we will remember.
It.
And I remember when I was maybe 9 or 10, we played as three musketeers. We had a secret team. By the way, it was only girls.
Secret society.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, secret society. And we played our secrets and like adventures, inventing our own maps, and yeah.
A lot of Jules Verne books.
True. Captain Nemo. And all that.
Oh, yeah.
Captain Nemo trilogy, yes.
So
mostly adventure, actually. Everything that we are mentioning here.
And mostly from that adventure series that everybody had on their shelf.
Yeah.
Right? That one.
Absolutely.
You know.
Fellowship of Evil Rings.
Yeah.
And knights, of course, because to me, I can tell you the story if I may.
Yes,
you
may.
Thank you. So I got this jug of water, plastic jug of water, right? Who incidentally look like a helmet. Not just a helmet, knight's helmet, but specific 12th century, not even 11th century helmet of crusaders who took Jerusalem in 15th of July to 1099. So, my idea was to steal this jug of water, to cut it, because, you know, we were so fascinated by knights and we played by knights with swords, but that was the perfect helmet. And it wasn't even 9 years old, it was like 7 or 8. I still remember that thing. Because I wasn't allowed to steal that thing, cut it, and put it on my head, of course. Perfect 10th or 9th, 11th century helmet. It was pink, though. I could paint it.
Cut and paint.
Yes. See, unfinished business. I will do it one day.
Steal something and paint it.
Remember Jack? You probably remember that too, because everybody had it. It's the same thing. Yeah. Anyway, that's it.
Returning back to the point of what makes a book young adult literature and whatnot, I would like to share some idea that came to me when I was taking one of the Coursera courses about fantasy and science fiction literature. And among other books, we were discussing Little Brother. Who's the author? Well, modern American author. The book is great, actually. If you enjoy
Little Brother, yes.
If you enjoy young adult literature, I highly recommend it. I read it with great pleasure. But when I was writing an essay analyzing this book, I came to an idea about what makes a book young literature. So my idea was that it's not exactly about the main character. The age of the main character. It's important, right, but that's not the main point. The main point is who exactly at some stage of the story makes the decision. Who decides? And this, in Little Brother, the main character is a boy in his teens, and he's active and he's doing something, organizing... not a revolution, but trying to, and etc., etc., and he's definitely the main character, but at some point he tells his story to his father, and his father decides, okay, we are going to our journalist friend, and we are making it public. You see what I'm saying? So no matter who undercovered this government, I don't know, plot or
conspiracy,
or a conspiracy, it was the father who made the most important decision. And what I'm coming at here, Jim makes the decisions.
Does he?
Actually, yeah.
Cut the ship.
Yeah, but he decides to go ashore. He decides to return back to cut the ship.
But he makes it in mutiny. His voice is not officially
heard. Not official, but it's not noisy.
He's doing it in secret.
Yes.
Like, adults make official decisions.
I wouldn't agree.
It's about an important decision.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Because it's his own decision, it's his own initiative,
mm-hmm.
and he does it himself.
Mm-hmm.
So he decides that he will tell Liv Sin Trelawney this, or he will go ashore, or he will go to the sea and cut this ship, or etc., etc., etc. So, trying to sum up, it's young adult literature in terms of the age of the main character.
So
in other words,
Freudism is overthrown. No Freudism. So no fathers,
no
guilt or anything. So I myself, no father, forget about that guy. Right? That's good.
I'm not a Freudian.
No. What you're saying is Freudian. Or anti-Freudian.
No, I don't think so either.
It's too... Too far away, I would say. No, there's nothing Freudian there.
Talk about it.
It's more if you want like a reference, it's more Campbell than Freud. It's a typical hero journey of the hero kind of stuff.
Yes, and we've talked about Campbell several times at our meetings already. The path of the hero?
Mm-hmm. Journey of the hero.
The journey of the hero.
Who is talking about it? Yeah, totally, like blank. Who is it?
It's an author who...
Anthropologist.
Yes,
okay.
Who kind of summed up most of the stories. So his idea
is
that...
Is he modern?
Fairy
yes.
tales and
yes.
legends from all over the world, from different nations.
How do you spell the name?
Campbell.
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 Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he has
yes.
several books, and one of it is The Journey of the Hero, or The Hero with a Thousand Faces.
Okay.
Yes.
And his idea is that all the myths, legends, tales, etc. are falling into the same pattern,
mm-hmm.
okay.
a journey of a hero. And that actually modern literature uses this pattern still, not only modern, but this is actually a journey of the hero. Today, most of the movies and books are journey of the hero.
Mm-hmm.
He was a consultant in Star Wars. And essentially, Star Wars was like created as the mythos based on
makes
that.
Sense. Totally yeah. makes sense. Should look into it. Yeah, thank
right.
you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I want to add something to your point. What makes some books good for young adults. I think it's of course about who make the decisions, but as well it's very important what kind of problems the main hero needs to solve.
Mm-hmm.
And the level of these problems supposed to resonate in a young adult
mm-hmm.
Reader. So it's about loneliness. It's about bravery, it's about journey of the hero and discovery and adventure. And if it's like resonates in his heart, so it's interesting for him, this is the hooks which Tanda mentioned. Yeah. So it's level of the problems.
And level of studying to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
To study.
Okay, we have a psychologist and a teacher here. What else about the book? What else about the book? Andrew?
I'm sorry. What did I miss?
when we should discuss next.
Oh, in English Club?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
No, 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 wait. We stay on Turtle Island.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is there anything else you would like to share or ask others or...
I can ask.
Yes.
I have to admit, I never read anything by Stevenson other than Treasure Island. Did anybody read other works by Stevenson? What can you
Black
tell?
Arrow.
Mm.
Well, let's talk about those books.
Wow.
I know nothing about
it. It's in the same, I think it's the same volume, or maybe the second one. This is, I'm speechless. It's White and Red Rose, War of Roses, England.
Uh-huh.
So the last part, it's Richard III, who was discovered, 2 years ago and interred again?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway. Same thing, a knight, a lady,
mm-hmm.
a villain, of course, and a king, King Richard III,
mm-hmm.
with a hump,
mm-hmm.
the guy, right? So, and the last battle, and bloodiest book ever I read. So, you know what, the blood, like, on every single page, of course, but the king, in the knight in the shining armor, saves the lady, right, serves to the king, and then abandons the king, and they happily live ever after.
Wow.
Black Arrow. Again, I read it in French about 3 years ago.
Arrow, Strela?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Strela. Did you read it?
Yes, I read, but a long time ago. I don't remember a lot.
It's absolutely fantastic. You know, it's way better, than Trisha.
What else did he write? Did you guys know
I didn't read it yet, but I've added to my reading list a couple of his travel notes,
uh-huh.
Travels with the Donkey, and another one, I don't remember. He was traveling around France at some point with a donkey, naturally, and apparently wrote very good travel notes, and I really want to read it. I'm interested in such a thing, and what sells, it's interesting to compare his fiction with his non-fiction.
But I have to add, these two, Treasure Island and Black Arrow, are probably the most happiest of his works, because he's really gruesome, and he's unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
In transparent, all his unhappiness, he's a sick person, after all, right? To his other, I couldn't read anything else, seriously. So dark, it's
mm-hmm.
basically dark soul of a sick person.
Was he sick all his through his life?
Yeah.
What was it?
I don't remember. Like.
But was he professional or that? He did. He make living by writing, or he was. He did something else.
I
think he was a writer.
He was a writer. Yeah. But majority of his life, he was really sick.
Mm-hmm.
He was thin. I don't remember what was it.
Treasure Island certainly reads like a commercial novel, a commercially
yeah,
successful
sure.
novel, and written to become a bestseller. I mean, he knows what he's writing for
yeah.
sure. I know if he's professional or not, but he certainly had the hunch, like the
yeah.
scent for,
without,
for
without,
success.
Without being
and
yeah.
which is
I think Black Arrow 2.
Yeah.
Not so successful, but in the same
yeah.
on the same way.
So it was written
what's,
for success. Yeah.
What's important
right.
that
yeah.
he had a better reader. This stepson that I mentioned in the beginning, they drew the map together and everything started from there. So he just tested his book on his stepson and made sure it was interesting for boys.
Another one, the third one, just two words. The owner of Blantyre, I think. He was Scottish. I can't pronounce the damn word. Blantyre, whatever. Anyway, so it's one of his novels, but I couldn't read it because of the above-mentioned 12 reasons. It's just too bleak, too depressive, I would say.
Leonid Andreev of English literature.
Sure, to some extent. To some extent, exactly, yeah. You know this guy.
You don't like
him?
I don't like him. I read The Red Laughter, I like it.
Yeah, same thing.
No, I actually like it. But never mind. That's a different topic.
Okay, anything else you would like to share or ask or just note? Or do you think that we are done with Treasure Island?
Well, done.
Done.
I've
okay.
never read Drejanin, but after your discussion, I'll definitely read.
So that's what I wanted to tell. I have two copies, one in English and one in Russian.
Uh-huh.
So if anyone wants to take it and read it, please do.
Get the English one.
But
English.
Just
get the English.
English.
One. Yeah.
Original.
Just please don't forget to return it.
You remember that you did.
I'd say for the person who's done
yes, I remember.
Field skiing,
but
not
it's an important book, so really, please don't forget. And
book.
If someone wants to read it in Russian, okay, whatever. So, what should we discuss next? I would like to suggest meeting in a month, so we can choose a book or an author. In English, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We all will have enough time to read something.
Does it have to be an English author?
Not necessarily, but... No, not necessarily.
Yeah,
actually, we can discuss...
Oh,
yes.
That's a good option, by the way. Fellowship
of
the Ring. Yeah,
Guys, it's too big. Michael Lewis, The Big Short.
The Big Short?
Yes, but
I love it. No, I told you. I only saw the
but
movie. I didn't read the book yet.
Or you know what? Because you know what? I worked there. I worked with these guys. I know. And it's guys.
So
please support me.
You have
no?
something to tell. Yes.
Exactly.
Please support me.
It's a story about a 2008
financial crisis and how it will all prepare about. I think we should do something more accessible to the public.
I have an idea.
Very eloquently you
yes.
said it.
yes.
Jerome Klapka Jerome.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Three men
to English.
Three dogs and a guy. Three guys and a guy. Three dogs and a guy. Let's do three dogs and a guy.
English humor, guys, come on.
Well, English
what?
Club, English humor.
It's better
right.
than blood.
English speaking club, not necessarily British.
Says the person who speaks with British accent. Okay.
I can do that.
Yeah, I know you can.
Do you know Alan Bradley about Flavia de Luz?
Wow.
What? Sorry.
Wow.
What?
Detectives. Alan Bradley. Flavia de Luz.
About Flavia de Luz?
11-year-old old girl, hope a crime of an investigator, with the help of chemistry.
Wow.
It's wonderful. Not only the eighth book, it's awful.
Alan Bradley.
Interesting.
Okay. Interesting. Never heard about
very
it.
Interesting.
Is he modern?
Yes.
And you read Patterson all the time. You should read that guy.
Mm-hmm. I vote for Jerome Klapka Jerome.
More
people
school,
will
come.
Yes, I told you. I'm not a postmodernist
all
yet.
Right,
I won't be. I will skip your generation and wait what the Generation Z will create as post-modernist.
I
see what they do.
Loud and clear.
Alan Egerko, maybe.
Too many things to discuss. No. It's just too broad of a topic. I mean, poetry or detective stories.
Detective stories.
Or horror stories. I love detective
financial
stories.
Financial crisis 2008.
Stop it. It should be a different club. It should be a
detective
like a,
story or horror stories. We can choose.
That's an interesting topic. What do you think?
I think we need to take everything and put it like
yeah.
a
yeah.
little.
And
little
also,
yes.
so all of us could read it because we all have different English level. And I think Jerome Klapka Jerome is many times used as a book that is used to learn English. I think we even had a book where it's used to teach
yeah.
English.
No, it's good. All right, and Fellowship of Rings too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but so people actually read it. We can choose Hobbit, not Lord of the Rings. Just you know, so people actually read.
Yes.
Parts of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Because still.
Kurt Vonnegut is very good. I don't know you.
Sorry.
Kurt Vonnegut is very good.
Oh, Vonnegut.
Yes.
Yeah. What I was going to say. I remember. There is no obligation to read the book or the author necessarily in English. So it's just for the future reference. If you prefer to read it in another language and you're comfortable with reading it in another language but discuss it in English, please do. I mean,
yeah.
there's no obligation to read it in original or an English translation. It's just up to you. Okay, let's do this. I actually will vote for Jerome. But please help me write down all the other ideas. So next time, three men and dog. Then Alan Bradley. Mm-hmm. Anyone interested?
Tolkien, I think, is very important in English literature. It's a massive influence, if we're talking English. I wasn't
but
able to read
actually,
it, but...
Actually, I would suggest Hobbit.
Shorter. It's shorter, so everybody can read it.
Yes.
Everybody can read it.
Okay.
Then, Big Short. Okay, three ideas. What else? I missed some.
Edgar
Poe, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Edgar Poe, what stories? That's
detective.
No.
Horror.
Okay, horror.
Oh, no, it's a detective.
Ah, well, if we're talking... By the way, are all those English authors? We have no American authors. What about Howard Lovecraft?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We have something to tell about that. We wrote a
yes,
game about it.
A lot of them.
We wrote a computer game about it together.
Yes.
I produced it, she wrote it.
Self-promotion, that's what it is.
It's free. It's free. You can download it for free.
It's not commercial.
It's not commercial. It's donationware. So yeah, and you wrote an actual board game about it. So we do know a lot about Lovecraft.
Okay, perfect.
We can do Lovecraft. We really can do Lovecraft.
You wouldn't like
it. You to take a rest.
Yeah.
Please
don't speak. Okay, perfect. So we have like half a year plan. I thank you again for coming today and joining us, and thank you for the discussion, and thank you for being here. Several things I like to mention, as I always do. So, this book club mostly happens in Russian, and next Sunday we will meet here at the same time to discuss Davlatov.
Mm-hmm.
So please come, we will be happy to see you. And please follow the group of the book club on Facebook, we will publish announcements there about our future plans. Our English speaking session will take place in a month, and also we will publish the announcement. I invite you to like our page on Facebook. It's called The Flying Loft, and we publish articles that we write ourselves or invite other people like Andrew and Lina to write. And it's very interesting, so please join us. If you'd like to support our club and give us a little money, we will be very grateful. If you don't, please don't. It's not an obligation. It's just something for us to keep
the happiness of our ledger.
Yes, to pay a little something to the landlord. Again, thank you so much for coming, and have a... Okay, yeah. And have a happy end of the day. And I hope to see you next Sunday.
Yes.
Bye.